Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to rarely heard music of Maurice Ravel. All's Ravel That Ends Well is what we call tonight's program. I thought it would be interesting tonight to explore a couple of unknown pieces by a very well-known composer. Both works in this hour caused Ravel considerable difficulty, and in fact he probably would have preferred to forget the genesis of both. Let's begin with the seldom recorded and rarely heard Sonata for Violin and Cello. No less a figure than Beethoven once remarked, in approaching his string trios, that writing for three stringed instruments was much more difficult than writing for a conventional quartet. How much more difficult still, then, it must have been for Ravel to compose his sonata. It was begun in 1920 as a memorial to Claude Debussy. Henri Prunier, the editor of La Revue Musicale, commissioned a number of composers to write music in memory of Debussy. Béla Bartók, Paul Dukas, Manuel de Falla, Eugene Goossens, John Francesco Malapiero, Albert Roussel, Eric Satie, Florence Schmidt, and Igor Stravinsky. For his part, Ravel offered a single movement for violin and cello. During the summer of 1921, Ravel was vacationing in the Basque region of France. Ravel was of Basque ancestry on his mother's side, when he decided to take another look at his score. It was then that he began to expand the piece to a four-movement structure, the portion written for Debussy comprising the first movement. He became totally immersed in the project, but the going was not at all easy. In fact, he complained at one point, "This rascal of a duo makes me extremely ill." By January of 1922, he was still grappling with the scherzo, which he ultimately tossed out and replaced, completing the work the following month. In the end, he understood the significance of the piece in his artistic development. Writing for two instruments had required him to focus his resources and concentrate on matters of melody, rhythm, and counterpoint, resulting in a leaner, more classical sound. Gone was the cushion of harmonic luxuriousness. However, the work's intensified austerity came at a cost. So drained was Ravel by the experience that he produced only one other minor work over the next 2 years. Here are violinist Rachel Barton, who has since married and is now known as Rachel Barton Pine, and cellist Wendy Werner in this neglected masterpiece of Maurice Ravel, the Sonata for Violin and Cello.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Sonata for Violin and Cello by Maurice Ravel. Rachel Barton, now Rachel Barton Pine, was the violinist, and Wendy Werner the cellist. A hard-won victory for Ravel. It took 2 years for that score to achieve its final form, and he composed next to nothing for 2 years after that. However, it was an unmistakable step forward in Ravel's artistic development. A remarkably intense piece of concentration, its leanness of texture pushed to the extreme. All's Ravel that ends well. Tonight, you're listening to The Lost Chord. Well, we turn next from the rarely heard to music of Ravel, which I venture to guess you may have never heard. The Prix de Rome was an award bestowed upon worthy young artists of several disciplines. It was created in 1663, initially for painters and sculptors. For a composer, by the 19th century, it meant a year of study at the Villa Medici in Rome. It also entitled him to a 5-year pension. Applicants were required to submit a fugue as proof of their compositional skill, then those candidates selected by the Paris Conservatory were requested to write a dramatic cantata to a text chosen by the judges. Many outstanding composers have been so honored since 1803, including Hector Berlioz, Charles Gounod, Georges Bizet, Jules Massenet, Gabriel Pierney, and Claude Debussy. Ravel was 26 when he came to compete for the prize, and still a pupil of Gabriel Fauré, though already with a number of promising works under his belt, including the Overture Féerique, after Scheherazade, and the sublime Pavane for a Dead Princess. Further, he had already had experience composing a couple of cantatas. 3 times Ravel submitted music to the panel of judges, meaning 3 more cantatas, and 3 times he was denied the prize. This led him to the decision to take off a year in order to gather his strength for one final assault, but then he was told in 1905 that he was too old, despite the fact that he was still well shy of the cutoff age of 30. It's fairly obvious that so talented a composer should not have been rejected 3 times and denied even the opportunity to compete a 4th. Conservatory politics robbed Ravel of his chance to study in Rome. The music Ravel composed for these applications has been completely forgotten. We're going to be listening to a cantata written in 1903, which would have been the 3rd such piece rejected by the Paris Conservatory. The coveted Prix de Rome that year would be awarded to Aimé Kern, future director of the Lyon Conservatory. This is called Alyssa, and is work based upon an Irish legend, as recounted by Marguerite Coiffier, replete with sprites and fairies. A young Irish chieftain, Prince Braziel, is desperately seeking a ravishing fairy, Alyssa, with whom he's fallen in love. After 3 days wandering far from his palace, she finally appears before him to say farewell. Being a fairy, she cannot love a mortal being unless he renounces his human condition. Under the sway of his love for her, Braziel is on the point of abandoning human life when the bard, his sword-bearer, enters with the calamitous news that their country has been invaded by enemy warriors. In the full knowledge that he'll lose Alyssa forever, the prince chooses the path of duty. We hear soprano Mariana Niculescu, tenor Hayan Mainz, and bass Wolfgang Glashoff. The Bamberg Symphony is conducted by Hubert Sondant, and this music of 1903 by Maurice Ravel. The cantata Alyssa.
N'était qu'un songe, une illusion. Mais on sait si j'avais bu l'ivresse aux lèvres des mensonges. Oh, j'ai touché sa main, j'ai caressé. Une ombre
votre père, ma grise brandage pour faire son devoir de chef et de soldat. Il peut faiblir, il l'a. Partez, courez. Chef, un fils les oublie. Je me dirai à ton peuple, à ton père, à ton roi, qui peut vaincre en battre et mourir sur toi. Adieu. L'ombre des guerriers. Regarde cette image, la reconnais-tu? Il a plu. Il vient de se amico mio, brave Dolabatoi, il frume naso, il zavolo stello, tra di so.
Mesarme, lasce sclave, brise te fer.
Music dating from 1903 by Maurice Ravel, who was 28 years old at the time. That was his cantata Alyssa, based upon a Celtic legend. The text was by Marguerite Coiffier. We've heard soprano Mariana Nicolescu, tenor Hayan Mans, and bass Wolfgang Glashoff, with the Bamberg Symphony conducted by Hubert Sondant. Ravel's final attempt to win the coveted Prix de Rome, rejected by the panel of judges at the Paris Conservatory. That was Ravel's third such rejection. He was not allowed to submit a fourth application on the grounds that he was then too old, despite the fact that his 30th birthday would have fallen well after the deadline. Of course, conservatory politics may have kept Ravel out of Rome, but they couldn't keep him from becoming one of France's most celebrated composers. All's Ravel that ends well. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. The Lost Chord is produced in the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. Playlist information may be found at our website, wwfm.org.